Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts, and I'm zooming in with Rosalie Brown. She's down in LA, and I'm down in the Auburn office today. And it's lovely today. Oh my goodness. And it's just going to get warmer, isn't it? Must be hot in LA.
It is pretty hot today. I have a high of 91 today, and there's heat advisory. So we have a heat wave we're stepping into. It's going to be 97 by Friday. So that will be fairly unpleasant, generally speaking.
Yeah.
because I was wearing a sweatshirt. I've been going for walks lately. Nice. I call them hikes, because anytime I leave the house with shoes on, it's a hike. So I've been going around the neighborhood, and instead of like driving to the post office, I'm walking, and you know, I'm like, okay, I'm getting old. I got to keep things moving. And
walking in LA, it's just so off, right?
It's just what you do, man, because the price of gas is like $7 a gallon. So, so I've been walking, but the other day, like I think 2 or 3 days in a row, I had sweatshirt on. So the sweatshirt is being cast aside for the next 3 to 5 days because we're going to be
shorts are being
up there.
Busted out.
It's time. So we're in like pre-summer right now. I don't know what you guys are going to, what your high is, but we're in pre-summer.
I think it's going to be in the 80s. So it's definitely going to be warm. We are pre-recording this on Wednesday. So we're looking forward to some high temperatures in the next couple of days. So
And crazy.
This will be airing on Friday, and it'll be there. It'll be warm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So now is a good time, like this second, although you can't hear me in the real time, to turn on the AC and test it.
Test it out. Yeah.
Because you're going to need it.
I worked on the yard yesterday afternoon, because it's like, it's going to be too hot to be working on the yard. You're just mowing the lawn.
Yeah. I mean, once you get in the 80s, all bets are off. Let's go inside. Yeah. Let's turn on a fan. Right.
Yeah.
I hear you. So what else is going on, Andrew? You had a nice weekend in San Francisco.
I had a good, it was kind of a crazy weekend. So we had a thing with our daughter. We went down and visited her and played tourist, and stayed first night we stayed in Fisherman's Wharf and kind of cruised around the Fisherman's Wharf with our daughter, and then our 23-year-old daughter. She lives down there, but it was just kind of fun to just go down and play tourist. And I got to see things that, you know, like I grew up in San Francisco and see the things that we used to do as, you know, bored youth, and like kind of the crazy things we would do when we were bored and didn't have much to do, like sleeping in the lifeguard tower at the aquatic park. And I used to, I was in the Sea Scout, so it was fun seeing boats out there, and I used to sail out of aquatic park and stuff. So it was cool. And then we moved to the financial district and stayed in the financial district. And I had a friend in from Sweden who I went to high school with. He's American and Swedish and lives in Sweden right now, and got to meet his fiance and talked to him and find out about his kids and stuff. It was fun. And we had a nice dinner. And
you celebrated a birthday, right?
It's been kind of crazy. But to top it off, my mom went into the hospital on my birthday.
Oh, no.
And she's fine. She was just, her sedentary lifestyle is taking the best of her. She's not getting out and walking enough. Like we were talking about off air. Well, no, we were just talking about it. Yeah. Right. She's not walking enough. She's
some of us call it hiking though. It sounds more like, ooh, look at you.
She's young. She's 75 and she's just, but she's got diabetes and she's just not taking care of herself.
That's tough.
Yeah. And no matter what her children say, she doesn't want to listen to us. So
it's funny how that works, right? Because I'm at that age where no one can tell me nothing, but then I in turn can't tell my children anything because they're adults now. So it's like, it's that weird thing where like everyone just do what you think is best. I'm done. My hands are clean.
Yeah.
Like I've been saying this stuff for years.
This is the conversation my wife and I have because she still wants to parent our children and tell them what to do. And I'm like, hun, they're adults now. We're done. Our job is done. We can support them emotionally and financially. And that's about it. You know,
right?
We can't tell them what to do.
I know. It's funny too, because the older they get, the more like you realize like they don't need you at all. Like my, so yeah. I'm probably going to be heading up north to Pacific Northwest at the end of July, it looks like. And so I, you know, text my daughter who lives there. Right. And I'm like, hey, looks like, you know, I don't know the exact details yet, but I'm going to be in your neighborhood. And she's like, oh, that'd be so fun to see you. And here's all the reasons I might not be in town. I was like, I'm like, okay, I'm still gonna come, because like it wasn't, you know, my trip was actually about something else, but I was like, wow, like, you know,
no, you maybe change like, your plans a little bit,
right? I'm like,
I'm gonna be in your neighborhood.
I'm like, we haven't
seen each other in 6 months.
I'm like, oh, okay, I forget, like, you're a grown up and you have a life and you're planning your summer I'm like, wow, that's grown up. She's planning her summer already. I'm like,
has a calendar.
Didn't even dawn on me. Like, oh, I'm not the most important thing in your life anymore. You're 30 and it's not all about me. How is this possible? So I've had a rough week, dude. I've had my I've been knocked off the pedestals this week. So.
That stinks.
I know, right? Man.
Is she 30?
She's gonna be 30 at the end of this month. Yeah.
Holy moly. God, I remember in high school.
I know.
This is crazy.
Me too. I remember Paul driving down the street and down the highway and seeing her. She just had an episode at home and was so mad, and she like stormed off and I didn't know where she was. And Paul calls me and he's like, hey, I think I saw your daughter walking down highway 49. It's like, yeah, she stormed out. She's mad at me. So that had to be when she's about 15 years old. So I mean, yeah.
We had one of those around 14. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that? I was just like, oh man. So I got Paul from ABT calling me to tell me, hey, I saw your kid on the side of the road. I mean, that's just like, oh wow. Pinnacle of my mothering experience right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
she had shoes on though, right?
Yes.
Mine did not. My daughter walked out without shoes on. Like, oh God. How dramatic can we get? Come on.
I know. You shouldn't have asked, because mine hasn't. I mean, I gotta tell you. It didn't. Mine didn't get much better, although she's calmer now. But yeah, the walking on Highway 49 was a real statement I'll never forget. So anywho, oh my goodness. Okay.
Children and life and birthdays. It's crazy, and parents and So so why are we here? We're here to talk about DIY do's and don'ts. And you gave me this great list. Tell us a little bit about this list, because I think it's pretty cool that you kind of came up with this.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things I have to say. First off, you know, being the producer, I'm just going to say, no offense to my friends at Canceo of the show, it does get where like, okay, what's relevant? You know, like ABT is a full service company. So where do we focus on what's going on in the world? So what happened was I was looking for what's relevant. What are people asking about plumbing? Like what? So I found this list that's like, tells you how many Google searches per month.
Literally, how many searches?
Questions.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. So like this tells you what people, the pulse, right? But then the funny thing is that I had an episode in my own, you know, home, and I'm like, well, this kind of fits. So I'm going to be able to ask Andrew about this. So I'm going to go to that question first, and then we can jump into the list. Is that, if that's okay with you?
Yeah. Well, so, it's actually on the list.
Okay. Well, then we'll start with that one. I'm going to be honest with you. I am clean. I run the dishwasher. I take care of business. My house is not in any way gross, but I have the most disgusting odor that comes up from my kitchen drain, and it happens frequently. And once it starts, it's like, it just, oh my gosh. So what I've tried to do is I've done the whole vinegar with baking soda. I've done, you know, poured down some, here's my DIY try to fix. I didn't put them down the drain, but I peeled some tangerines and I put the drains all around the sink. I mean, I've done a bunch of things, right?
Right.
But what I noticed, Andrew, is it's constantly coming back. Like I can clear it out for a minute, but it comes back. And so my thought was, if I lived in your service area, I know what I do. I get on the horn and be like, hey, I want you to bring over some of that enzyme stuff, man, because that's what I need, but I'm not in your service area. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what can you do if your kitchen sink stinks?
Yeah. And my first question to you was, do you have a disposer? And that the reason why I ask if there's a disposer is because, you know, in a normal drain, you just have a tailpiece, a piece of pipe that goes from the P trap to the drain. So, and it's generally, you know, 3 to 12 inches long, but it's a vertical pipe. So not a lot of stuff gets accumulates there. But in a disposer, you've got basically a coffee can with a drain on the side of it, and stuff sits in there, like material, you know, bits of food and fats and all the other nasties. And it's a nice warm, wet environment. So things tend to grow in there and will off-gas. But I, as you're saying this, I had one solution when we were talking off air, and then all of a sudden I'm starting thinking about another thing. The first question I always ask, and I forgot to ask you this, is does it smell like sewage or does it smell like rotting food?
It does not smell like sewage. It smells like rotting, like
just funk,
damp, gross something. But it does not smell like sewage. So I mean, for that, don't get me wrong. Okay. I'm grateful. Grateful.
Yeah. But no, because if it smelled like sewage, I would suspect there's something wrong with the P-trap. So the P-trap's that little U-shaped pipe underneath every fixture in the house. What that does is it holds water, and by holding water, it keeps the air, it keeps an airtight seal between your house and the city sewer. Mm-hmm. When that P-trap goes dry, or if it's installed incorrectly and the water gets siphoned out of the P-trap, you can literally have an open sewer, a non-airtight connection to the sewer, and you'll get sewer gas smells. But the one of the worst things you can get are little flies that live in their sewers, and they will land on somebody else's stuff and end up in your house and potentially then under your food, and you can get sick. So these P-traps, I talked to my guys all about it. I mean, one of the things that we do as plumbers is we help protect the health and safety of our nation, because we know these things. We're keeping those that separate from the household, and you know, millions of people die a year because of these flies that will land on people's food and contaminate their food and get dysentery and all these other bad things. And,
I'm grateful for the PSA, but I kid you not, like I'm having the worst gag reflex right now. It's
nasty, but that's my job. My life is poop.
Lord.
So as long as the P-trap is there and it's got water in it, it's probably just something accumulating inside the disposer. And I don't mean like, I know, you know, you're not a slob by any means. Your house is tight and you take care of things and you run water in the disposer and you run the disposer, but you're still going to get some things that are going to attach to the walls in there. And if it's an older disposer, some of them are made out of cast iron and they rust and they got all these nice little nooks and crannies in the rust and just stuff accumulates. So yeah, by putting, you know, any kind of citrus thing, that'll help hide it. And maybe the acid will get rid of some of the funk for a little while. But another thing you can do is what we sell is Total C, which is an enzyme and bacteria plus a citrus-based cleaner all in one. And you put that down periodically, you know, like on a monthly basis, and we'll take care of that funk. But ironically, what we're talking about here too is came up in my life recently because my wife's aunt, her husband had to be hospitalized because of dementia and she wasn't able to take care of him anymore. And she was getting this sewer smell in her house and she's like, what is it? And I said, when was the last time that somebody used his bathroom, his shower? And she's like, it's been 2 months. And I'm like, it's probably the P-trap is dried out. Literally that P-trap, that thing that holds the water in it will dry out. So you need to periodically put water in if it's in a guest bath that you don't use very often. And we get that call all the time. I've got sewer gas smells, put some water in the drain. Try that first. If the problem persists, then give us a call. 9 times out of 10, that takes care of the problem. And it is because that water dries in the P-trap, loses that airtight gas seal, and then all of a sudden you have a connection to the sewer. And so, yeah. So those are two things. Either using some enzymes and or some citrus-based stuff and keeping water in the P-trap, and that'll solve those problems.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm definitely going in for the enzymes because, I got to take care of that. It's just gross.
Yeah.
And it just keeps recurring. Yeah, so nasty. I know it's a repeat offender is what's going on here.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you. So one of the questions was, and this came up, the Google search, you know, they say it's a search number on this one is probably about 500 searches a month, which isn't the highest number I've ever seen, but it's a fair amount. But so the question was, why are my pipes knocking when the toilet is flushed? And that was a question that I wouldn't think would be that popular, but apparently it is.
It is. Yeah. And I like how they described the answer to this. So there's a couple different reasons why pipes will knock and rattle and make noise or creak. So our first thing is always, you know, is it, if it's a toilet, we know it's not hot water, but if it is hot water, when you run like a tub or something like that, and you get like this popping sound, it's just thermal expansion and contraction in the pipes. Unfortunately, whoever installed the plumbing used hard straps and strapped it securely to the wall, as opposed to using a plastic or isolating type of strap that allows for expansion and contraction. That's one thing we use, is we use a plastic strap, which isolates the sound so you don't get that popping noise. But if it is cold water, like a toilet, it could be a couple things. It could be the valve itself. So our new valves tend to have a very quick positive shutoff. So it's just like a slam shut. And you can have knocking throughout the system. And that's usually, we don't have it so much in, if you've got a well, because you have this expansion tank, or not expansion tank, excuse me, you have a well tank that has basically an air bladder and will absorb that kind of shock. But if you have it in the plumbing system, you need some kind of shock absorber somewhere in the system. And we install those. You can also get them online. Just generally speaking, well, we'll see this mostly is with solenoid valves, so a dishwasher or washing machine. And there's a product that Sioux Chief makes that you can literally just screw on the end of your, where your water washing machine hooks up to the garden hose, and you hook those up and it takes care of the water hammer, and should take care of most of the water hammer in the whole house, because it's a pneumatic system. So it's going to go wherever it can find some resistance, or lack of resistance, or some kind of it's a shock absorber. Anyway, Sioux Chief makes a great product and cheap.
That sounds like an easy fix.
The other thing it could be is I've seen where pressure reducing valves on a system will cause a chattering sound, and it only happens when you use a certain fixture. But I've also had noises where you kind of have a humming noise, and that's typically water going over a loose washer, and it's kind of like wind going over a reed on a wind instrument, like a saxophone. It just starts to vibrate because you've got water rushing over it, the soft material, and it starts to vibrate and it'll make this kind of noise. Which cases, you know, it needs to be rebuilt. The valve needs to be rebuilt. But those will take care of most of those problems, those weird noisy problems coming from your house. Why are my pipes knocking when the toilet flushes?
Okay, awesome. Wow, I learned something today. Yay. Okay, so now let's go to another one. Google searches per month on this were said to be 850. And I'm happy to say this is not a problem I have, but why do I have cloudy tap water?
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, it's just air.
Air bubbles.
And I've seen it. It's just air bubbles. Somehow air got into the system somewhere. Or the aerator on your faucet is putting a bunch of air into it. If you just take that water in a clear glass and let it sit on the table, if it clears out within 5 minutes, you know it's just air. Okay. If it's persists, then it could be total dissolved solids, TDS. If you're like on a well, we don't really have that issue for tap water in our area when it's NID or municipal water, but we will see it on wells. And that's just, it could be calcium, it could be sediment, it could be sand, it could be grit. And all those things, they're aesthetic. They're easily taken out with a filter. We put filters in for those sort of things on a well all the time. And that'll solve the problem. But if it's just air, just let it sit on the table. And if it if the air There's bubbles that. Rise to the top and disappear, don't worry about it. It's just air. Not a big deal.
Okay. Just now looks weird. Yeah, it does. Yeah, glad mine. I don't have gray water. Okay, so here's one that I do believe gets a lot of searches, because this would make sense to me. Google searches about over 1,700 a month. So my garbage disposal stopped working. What do I do? That seems like a common problem.
Yeah. So I get those calls quite a bit from friends. Yeah, my disposer stopped working. What do I do? My first question is, it humming? Do you hear humming noise? If you've got a humming noise, it's jammed. If you've got no noise, it's jammed and it's tripped the breaker. It's got an internal circuit breaker, so it doesn't fry that motor. Because if you keep putting power to that motor and it's not spinning, it's going to get hot and it's just going to melt. So what does jammed mean? Well, a disposer, all it is there's just basically a turntable, this round disc inside of there that has these they call them teeth, but they're really just metal bars that kind of flap around and they spin really fast and it grinds stuff up on the walls of the disposer. If a piece of metal gets in there, it's going to jam that thing up. So it's simply, well, I can't say it's simply, simple for me, but it's simply a jam disposer. The way to unjam it is that little Allen wrench that you've probably seen at the bottom of your junk drawer that says ISE on it, is all you really need. There's a Allen bolt in the very center at the bottom of the disposer. You stick the Allen wrench up in there and you swirl it around until it spins, go back and forth until you unjam it, and then take a flashlight and a pair of needle nose pliers after you've unplugged it. Look inside and see what kind of metal thing. It's usually like a bottle cap or a bottle caps are the main one, paper clip sometimes, but it's usually some metal piece that got down there. Yeah. And that solves the problem.
Well, and if you've ever put together furniture from any store, you have about 12 of those little wrenches probably in your junk drawer. I know. Yeah. I've got like so many.
It's
got
to be the right size.
That's true. But I was like,
if you've got a universal size, I've used my universal to clear drain, to clear them a bunch. But yeah, that should take care of it. It's a, hex key. Yeah.
Okay. So this
You got to reset. If it's not making noise, you got to reset the circuit breaker. And it's just a little button. I don't even have to look. I know where they are. They're like on the, near the end of the side. You just kind of feel around or take a flashlight and climb underneath there and just push it.
And make sure you stay very loose, because that's one of those things, the older you get, climbing in small spaces isn't as gentle.
I can't work underneath.
That's the worst part. Anymore. I was going to say, that's the easy part. I think that's the hardest part.
Oh, it's brutal.
Okay. So this question doesn't surprise me either, because I've had perfect strangers ask me this and I'm like, what are you talking about? So Google searches of about 1700 a month. Where is my main water shutoff valve?
Yeah. That's a good thing to know.
It is. And it's going to be different for everybody.
It is literally going to be different for everybody. Generally speaking, if you're on a well, go out to your well house and you should have some valves out there. Turn them all off if you don't have them marked. Or turn them off until you figure out which one is your house and then mark it. Like I've got four valves in my well house. And one's for the house, one's for irrigation, one's for the pressure tank, one's for the filtration system. So, figure out which one does it and, run a faucet, have your significant other inside and with a cell phone until you get it. And once the water shuts off, you know what it is. Know where that is, because when an emergency happens, we've talked about this before. If you ever dropped a gallon of milk on the floor, what a big puddle that can make. If you've got a breach in the plumbing system, if you got an open water line, it can produce in excess of 10 gallons per minute out of that thing. So multiply that by 10. If it takes you 3 minutes to get to the well house and turn it off, you're talking about 30 gallons. So, and if it takes you longer to figure it out, if it's taking you 15 minutes, you're talking thousands of gallons of water potentially. So really know where this is. You want to know where your water shutoff is.
I would say so, my God.
And let your significant other know where it is as well.
Okay.
We got we don't have time for any more.
Oh, wow. Okay. That was
We've only got like 40 seconds, but I will, there was one here. How do I flush my water heater? And they do describe how to do it. We've got a video on that on our website. I did one flushing my own water heater at my house. So it's relatively easy and it's something that you should do periodically, especially if you're on a well. They suggest turning the water off. I always say, don't turn the water off. Just hook up the hose to the hose on the drain on the bottom of the water heater and let it run for 10 or 15 minutes. Turn it off and you're good to go. So don't even mess with the plumbing. Just hook up the hose and let it run for a little bit. But making sure that you're putting that water somewhere that you're not going to damage plants. And on that note, we're done.
Okay, so if you need any plumbing, electric, heat, or air, you can call ABT at 530-230-9092. Find us on Facebook. Find us on the internet. easyasabt.com. And it looks like that's it for this week. That's all we got.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.